Non-preference means whichever way to get there. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's up, maybe it's down, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's not. But whatever path that it needs to be taken, you're not stuck on going, oh, well, it has to be this.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky, and we're back with another episode with a fantastic guest today. His name is Kellen Kautzman. How are you, Kellen?
I'm doing well. It is 5 p.m. my time, mm-hmm. and tomorrow, believe it or not, we're going to be heading to Mission Beach, that's in San Diego, mm-hmm. for the first vacation I've taken in a very long time.
First vacation in a long time. Wow. Do you enjoy, you know, doing much? I mean, you sound like you're very busy and don't have much time to have vacations.
You know, it's interesting. The work-life balance is a kind of a buzz term nowadays. It really is. But, you know, I think a lot of people would agree that if I'm a bad father, if I'm not a very good husband, mm-hmm. The whole thing falls apart. Mm. It all falls apart. I mean, what's the point? So Mission Beach is this stunning stretch of beach in San Diego. Mm. And the wife and I have scouted it out. We went there once without the kids. And so now we're going to bring my 4-year-old, my 3-year-old down to Mission Beach. First time they will have ever seen the ocean. And so I'm excited.
For everybody who's listening to the show, Kellen is a very busy individual. He has a handful of different businesses. He owns Send It Rising Internet Marketing, and he manages a fairly large team of professionals. He's an author of Everybody's Doing It, Advertising Redefined by SEO. You know, it's the list goes on and on. Let's start there. How did this book come about for you?
My brother is a distinguished, prolific author, Kevin Kautzman. He's very good at what he does. And I was, and I learned this about public speakers, like many former singers. I don't know if you knew this or that if your guest knew this, but a lot of singers get into public speaking later because we're just used to being in front of large groups of folks.
Of course.
It's just a thing. Who knew? But anyway, so doing public speaking for a while, and I told my brother, I said, hey, if I get in front of one more, you know, group of folks and I don't have a book, I'm going to really be kicking myself. And so, you know, it's not the most romantic way to kind of get excited about writing a book, but my kids were 2 and 3 at the time, and this was my special trick. There's a part of the mind called the basal ganglia, mm-hmm. and it sounds like something you'd put on pasta.
True.
Waiter, not enough basal ganglia on my spaghetti.
I wasn't sure if it was out of that or an alien movie, one or the other.
Yeah, pick your poison. So this part of the mind is... it runs when we're in the zone or when we have a habit, we're not even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so first time you back out of your driveway when you're 16, you're freaking out. Adrenaline spiked, you're sweating. It's this big ordeal. And now, you know, you're sipping a cup of coffee, not even thinking about it. So that's the basal ganglia doing its job. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that I had to get a habit loop going. And for me, the second I shut the door on my kids' bedroom at around like 8:30, I would go and make a cup of tea. That was the little trick. And every single time I was holding that cup of chamomile tea, mm-hmm. I would go sit back in front of the computer. That's all it meant. If the tea meant go back in front of the computer.
It's like a trigger.
And that's it. Yeah, so I basically trained myself to, you know, like a dog, Rick, trained myself to sit, stay, and
stay. Good dog.
Good human, you did it.
So did that take many years, or because of your brother, was it a lot easier because of the tricks and techniques that he possibly shared with you?
No, he just lowered my self-esteem to the point where I was just willing
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Do whatever. Yeah, he would make his edits in all caps in red, and he would say things like, "Cut this chapter, it's bad." And he was right. And so I just, I found all the humility I could muster. I mean, the writing of the book is not as hard as people think. It's the editing and it's the marketing and everything else. And so, I mean, I had the thing written in 3.5, 4 months.
Oh, wow.
But here comes the hard work, because that 150 pages is now 100. You're having folks read it and you're getting critiques and you're changing stuff. You want them to give you the ugly truth, but it stings. And if you want a halfway decent book, you got to be willing to, kind of look some nice people in the eye and say, tell me what you really think.
Yeah, be brutal.
Yeah, let me know.
So with books, I see this transition with it's like this permanent state of change in terms of the way we interact with each other as human beings. Are you finding that a book as opposed to some sort of other medium is more effective than a book nowadays?
When I get in front of someone for the first time, nothing that I've done professionally has given me the same respect as pulling out a book that I can order for $3.11, signing it in front of them, and just letting it speak for me. I can then subsequently shut up, listen to what they have to say, and if they really care about who I am and what I, what I'm up to, then, there's 100 pages staring back at them.
Now, Kellen, I'm looking at some of the elements that a business like yours has to work with through your Send It Rising internet marketing. I guess from a foundational perspective, can we go back a little bit and just talk about how that part came about? And was that pre-book, post-book? Where did that come from?
Yeah, so I was actually a teacher in a former life, and I was in a band. Guess what the name of the band was, Rick?
Next.
Send It Rising.
Ha! Well, I should have known
And
that.
you had the answer staring right
Oh,
back
look,
at you,
I'm
Rick.
hiding in plain sight, so to speak.
You're just playing clever. So the long and short of it is, I was a partner in a company that I was going to split out from, and it's just we can just gloss all over that. What I really want to talk about is I've got some people working for me now that, man, it's so weird. I will wake up some mornings, I'll have to blink a few times, and then kind of let reality set in. A lot of the folks that work for me are older than I am. They have more experience than I do. And just because I've been practicing leadership for a bit longer than they have, I happen to find myself in this particular position. And my job many days will be reflecting on how do I pay these people a lot more? How do I, bonuses, incentives, profit sharing. One of the things that drove me absolutely nuts about the company that I used to work for was that there were consistent bottlenecks in ownership. And I swore I am not going to be that guy. I refuse to be a bottleneck for just getting in the way of my own employees' success and my team members' success. And so it's a lot harder than it seems to do nothing. When everything in your gut is saying, get involved, micromanage, look over their shoulders, and unless you've been in that position, it sounds like a cliche, like, oh, shut up, Helen. Like, what do you mean doing nothing is hard? There's this ancient Chinese principle of Wu Wei, which I guarantee you I'm mispronouncing that. It's basically non-action or non-doing. There's a lot of like emperor leadership style, Wu Wei philosophy. But there's this gentleman I absolutely love. His name is Adam Meisner, and he has spent many years practicing Tai Chi. And he talks about Wu Wei being translated not so much as non-action, and more as non-preference. And what he means by that is there's the intended result, right, Rick? Like, let's say you want 2 million listeners on the podcast. Okay, that's the goal. Fantastic. Non-preference means whichever way to get there. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's up, maybe it's down, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's not, maybe it's this podcast avenue, maybe it's AdWords, maybe it's not, maybe it's influencer marketing, maybe it's not. But whatever path that it needs to be taken, you're not stuck on going, oh, well, it has to be this. Mm. I'm sure that this is the best path to do. And the more rigid we become, the worse leaders we are, the more stressed we are. We can't think clearly. We can't see all of our options. And so I find myself practicing that skill a lot.
Mm. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have shared with our audience. And now I often suffer this from myself, Kellen, is this whole I'm locked onto a way of thinking, and it's actually doing me a disservice by the feedback that I've just heard.
Yeah, that's everybody, you know, you, me, and every other living being on planet Earth. Mm. And, you know, spirituality is a loaded word, and I don't like using it because it conjures up so many, you know, things that aren't what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, but, you know, there is a spirituality to business. Mm-hmm. There is a, you know, can you take a deep breath? Are you willing to let go of the reins and give it to capable people? Have faith in human beings. Treat them fairly. Be generous. That's tricky. A lot of people struggle with being generous. Almost every time I have hired at Send It Rising, we are in a place where the revenue does not justify it. And I can see the tidal wave of clients coming in. I can see the revenue coming in. It's a little bit of, you know, predicting the future. Mm-hmm. And because it's going to make the lives of my employees better, because it's going to make them sleep better at night, they're going to feel happier about their jobs, I hire. And this has happened so many times, and every time I pause, every single time I pause and I go, no, Kellen, remember, and then away we go.
It's almost as if, you know, you're trying to add value to their life as well, as a part of the inspiration, you know, that incentive process.
Yeah, this is a cardinal sin, but I value my employees more than I do my clients. I say it to their faces. Mm-hmm. I will tell my clients too. Hey, look, you know, if it comes down to it, I'm siding with my employees. Mm. And that, I know it's heaven forbid you say that, but they are the most important business relationships I have.
Absolutely.
Are my employees.
No, I agree.
I will do everything in my power to make their lives better. Obviously, it's never come to that. It's never, well, to be fair, there actually have been a client or two where, like, here's a good example. We had a client who was fond of drinking alcohol in copious amounts.
Okay.
and calling the business line and, you know, holding, you know, having a nice hour and a half conversation.
Oh, very good.
So because my employees are my top priority, I said, okay, if it happens again, I will let them know that I am now their rep.
Yeah.
I'm their client manager. I'm their guy. And so I saved my employee from that, you know, just really gross, unfortunate, you know, kind of turn of events. And then I deal with the client, and if the client's unhappy about it, well, you know, I'm a pretty good listener. Tell me your woes.
You know, what I'm hearing and taking away from this is the power of communication and truly being, certainly someone who is interacting with their team more often than they are not.
Oh, I'm so proud of them. I just, you know, I almost, it's, I treat their time as more valuable than mine. Mm. So I'm very considerate when I reach out to them. Hey, do you have a second? Mm. Do you have a minute for a Skype call? I always put it on them. Can I squeeze into your schedule? And then what happens is, like today, the incredible Michelle Farino was speaking at her local BNI chapter, mm-hmm. and they asked her to speak today, even though she was supposed to speak next week. And she delivered this really amazing speech about cause marketing, which we've been focusing a lot on lately. She was doing a lot of research for the United Way of Southern Nevada, which we do a lot of work with. Mm-hmm. And she nailed it. Like, she killed it. And she was so proud of herself. And because I do a lot of this public speaking stuff, I was so happy that I could quick Skype her, She's glowing. She's stoked. You know, she did this amazing thing. I know she did this amazing thing because I've been in similar rooms in similar situations. And then my job is just like, I'm really proud of you. Like, just awesome. It's so excited, you know, to be able to do that for a lot of my job is mm-hmm. what causes me to wake up in the morning and blink a lot and go, what?
Yeah, no, well, look, it's a credit to you because it doesn't happen. We don't wake up with it. We have to work at these things, don't we?
Yeah, it's true, you know, but I give a lot of credit to my mom. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. She was an incredibly good listener. Mm-hmm. I used to make fun of her. She would be sitting on the recliner and she'd be like, Helen, can you get me a water? And I would make fun of her because I'd come back, you know, give her a water, come back 20 minutes later. The only thing she would have said that entire 20 minutes was, mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Absolutely
just
wonderful.
Over and over again. And so with clients and staff, that tends to be me. I'm Mr. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to what you've just said about cause marketing. Can we spin back onto that and actually explore that a little bit? What is cause marketing?
Yeah, so cause marketing is best summed up in the following story. So Don Jersey invited me down to Greenspun Media Group, which is one of the largest journalistic enterprises in Southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. They are a behemoth. Got me one of the biggest meetings of my life. So we stayed in touch. A couple of years later, his email address changed from Don at Greenspun Media Group to Don at recoveryhighschool.com, which I found fascinating. I reached back out to him. Hey, Don, how's life? Turns out he was at Greenspun Media Group and a news bulletin came across his desk. The story I'm about to tell is in the Las Vegas Review Journal. Mm-hmm. And so this is public knowledge. He received word that a young girl, was in an altercation with a pimp and there were shots fired. And it turns out that this young woman was his daughter.
Oh, wow.
He had resorted to prostitution. There was heroin. That whole dark side of humanity was playing its role. And he did what I hope all of us could do in an instance like that. He made it into something amazing. He spun it. He took all that terrible, whatever the word is to describe it, and ended up co-founding, basically, the first ever completely publicly funded drug addiction recovery high schools in the United States. It's called Mission High School. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, Kellen, you want a tour of Mission High School? I said, yes, Don. Do you know who I am? Yes, I want a tour of Mission High School. By the way, on that phone call, us connecting, we both cried. So we're crying on the phone. We're just big babies crying. So anyway, I show up at Mission High School and I meet the incredible principal, Barbara Collins. She is, you know, basically as close to a living saint as I've met. Mm-hmm. What was so fascinating about Mission High School was that there was a lot of love you, proud of you, and then strict rules, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the high school I'm used to. I asked Principal Collins, hey, can we maybe do an interview series? She said, sure. So we started calling students down, and I always have cameras with me. I had two cameras, and we filmed a 10-minute mini documentary on the spot that day. Released it via Send It Rising's Facebook page. If you go to Facebook.com, obviously, check out Send It Rising. You'll see the Mission High School interviews are right there.
Fantastic.
They culminate in Principal Collins bawling. And then I went back and gave a speech in front of the whole school, debuted the video. Mm-hmm. That's cause marketing.
We could go absolutely everywhere and anywhere with your business. What are some of the things to be aware of? What if you were just starting out today, Kellen, if somebody was coming to you and they've just started, what would you say to them? What would they need to be aware of?
Yeah, so this is the trick with mastery, mm-hmm. is that whatever you're doing, your plumber, electrician, real estate agent, that sort of thing, bumper stickers are half true, you know?
Yeah.
And so the tricky business exists in the nuance. And so it's hard to blanket the entire you know, like art form, the science of it. But the best answer I can give is if I have a conversation with someone, it immediately customizes. Just the second, it's entirely based on who they are. Here's a good example. So Elena Tisnowski is a divorce attorney in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a chat today. She doesn't have the budget to hire us, but guess what? I used to teach. I love educating. I enjoy it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I don't want to waste your time, Kellen. I said, you're not wasting my time. I enjoy doing this. So just let me get you in the right direction. So she doesn't have a Google My Business profile. Okay, well, let's start there. You absolutely need a Google Business profile. Okay, great. Get Google reviews from friends and family, former clients. Yep. You know, get at least 10. All right, give me something to work with. Fantastic. You can add posts on your Google My Business page. Not everybody's doing that. That's a new feature. That's neat. You can add 30-second videos or less on your Google My Business profile. That's a new feature. That's neat. You can reply to reviews on your Google My Business profile. If you don't know a thing about WordPress, I suggest you build a WordPress website. It is not beyond your capacity to do so. This will teach you many lessons, including why people charge so much for building a WordPress website.
Oh, yeah.
There's nuance there. Doing it the right way can be tricky. You'll probably end up stumbling into things like Yoast. What's Yoast? Well, okay, so now we're on the on-site SEO, titles, meta descriptions. We're talking about how to change the alt tags and title tags of images. And so even if it's, you know, you want to make a WordPress page for, I don't know, some hobby of yours, then okay, do it. GDPR, that sort of stuff, that's new. You can read a couple articles, get a sense of that. Mm-hmm. The basic gist there is if you have testimonials on your site, you got to find a way to allow people to pull them off.
Mm-hmm.
So we've included things like remove a testimonial, contact us form, stuff like that. We've included little pop-ups that say, hey, we're using cookies, folks, and here's our privacy policy. So if you want to read, right? So you can go down that path. We can talk about SSL certificates. Google has considered non-secure sites to be less worthy of better rankings than mm-hmm. those that have them.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. So the https://// is a piece of the puzzle you need to be aware of. And then content development, which includes Google's rank brain as a judge. So if you're using, for example, a Shutterstock image of, you know, two cars crashing and you're a personal injury attorney, Google's AI understands that that image has been used 42,612 other times.
Mm.
If you take a unique image of cars crashing, which, yes, I am aware will be challenging.
Right place, wrong time.
That's going to be tricky. Google understands that it's a unique image.
Mm-hmm.
I did a keynote in Minneapolis about 4 weeks ago for WGI, which is a Canadian agricultural and steel conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in a picture of an auger into the Google AI image recognition software. And an auger is something, for those of you that don't know what an auger is, mm-hmm. because I didn't either, moves seeds from storage bins into trucks.
Yep.
Okay, it's like a conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the first thing that it came up with was agriculture. So that's pretty close, Google. Good job. The second was machine. And the third was auger. And then it spit out like 65 other things it could be. So the takeaway is all the images on your site, it's looking at them. It can identify what they are. And so you need to be cognizant of your image choices. And the more unique, the better. And then YouTube videos, we can talk about that. Every word, every single word that is coming out of our mouths right now is understood by the AI technology. We know this because Alphabet, the company that owns Google and YouTube, when we upload content to YouTube, you click that closed caption button.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 minutes after it uploads, you're going to see the words you just said. It auto appears. So podcasts like this, man, huge SEO benefit if they're embedded and linked properly
mm-hmm.
in the right places on the website.
Yeah. Kellen, I'd love to know what's coming up for you after you've come back from your vacation. Are you doing any public speaking in the near future?
You know what? Some of the greatest times of my life right now are when I don't have a public speaking huge engagement coming up. It's so calm.
It's beautiful. It's so tranquil. Serenity. It's just, I feel the serenity.
it's just lovely. I absolutely love it. If folks are interested in reaching out to me, as you can probably tell, I enjoy talking with folks. And so Kellen, K-E-L-L-E-N, that's my name, Kellen, @senditrising.com. There's my personal email address. Anybody, shoot me a mail.
Fantastic. It's wonderful to have spent some time with you. I have a smile on my face. Thank you very much for coming on the My Future Business Show today.
Oh, yeah, you're a fantastic host. I had a blast.
It's been fun having you on the call with us today. Now click on that big red subscribe button and make sure you leave us a comment, share us with your friends, and join the growing list of leading entrepreneurs who have enjoyed their time on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews.